This is the voice of San Francisco. I am John Rothman. So let's talk hard politics here in San Francisco. The campaign for mayor is off to a fascinating start, with many candidates offering diverse points of view. But one of the things that interested me was a question posed to me the other day by a fascinated listener. Who is the Democratic candidate for mayor of San Francisco? And who is the Republican candidate for mayor of San Francisco? The answer is, there is none. Because in 1933, when the city charter was constructed, the decision was made to eliminate partisan politics from municipal elections. So there is no Democratic candidate. There is no Republican candidate. What there are individuals who run for mayor of San Francisco. They run on a platform with various stands, and then we, the people, make the choice. Now, it's true that partisanship is really quite something. Whether you're on the Democratic County Committee or the Republican County Committee, you're entitled to make endorsements. But no candidate for mayor of San Francisco, no candidate for the Board of Supervisors or for any municipal office should run as a Democrat or as a Republican, because that's not what the charter calls for. And there was a reason for it, which we need to consider carefully as we approach the future of San Francisco. What do we want from candidates for mayor? I don't want to know if they're a Democrat or a Republican or something else. I want to know what their stands are on the issues. And so we've been consulting with each other here at the Voice of San Francisco on what our approach should be. So what we have decided to do is to make a list of the 10 key issues facing San Francisco. And then we're going to approach each candidate for mayor. It may not just be John Rothman. It may be John Zipper and Melissa Kane, who are doing a wonderful podcast dealing with interviews. But it might be worthwhile to identify the 10 key issues in the city, ask each candidate for mayor for their point of view, have them boil their issue stands down to not more than 2 minutes on a particular issue, and then edit it. That's right. Take their two-minute blurb and put it together as if there was one answer from all of them which could be put on a single platform. And let's think about that. There are at this moment 5 key candidates for mayor. Might expand to 6 or 7. One doesn't know because the filing period hasn't begun. But how about this? Let's take the issue of homelessness and let's go to each candidate for mayor and ask them to talk for 2 minutes about their view on homelessness. So let's assume for a minute, let's say maximum, there are 7 candidates. Well, if you stop and think about it, that's 14 minutes, right? Edited properly, each one having an opportunity to speak for 2 minutes, editing it in alphabetical order so there is no particular preference. What we could have is a clear sense of where each candidate for mayor stands. Doesn't that make sense? Then you truly have a nonpartisan sense of dealing with the problems of San Francisco. And here's the kicker. If the candidates for mayor have particular ideas and they like another candidate's particular idea, why can't we cross-pollinate? Why can't we have a unified platform for what this city should do about homelessness, fentanyl, streets, you name it? At least we would accomplish something if we adopt this particular method that intrigues me. We would know where each candidate stands. We would allow each candidate to express him or herself freely. We would then be able to offer those accounts to each person here in the broadcast who listens to what we're doing on the Voice of San Francisco. And then we could go further. We could then point out that the issues of San Francisco are not partisan. It's true. In an election, what it really may boil down to is personality. Who do you like? Who you don't like? But what matters is when the election is over, when the dust settles, what then? Will we then have a platform for all the people of San Francisco to unite upon? Or will we find a particular candidate for mayor with a completely inappropriate idea, which everyone can reject? Do you understand? in that way, it doesn't become a matter of how much money you spend to be elected mayor. It doesn't matter how glossy your pamphlet is. It doesn't matter, frankly, anything more or less than your answer and how the answer is presented. So when I was asked the question, who is the Democratic candidate? Who is the Republican candidate? I was able to answer clearly and precisely, this is a nonpartisan election. But I was also able to suggest that through the Voice of San Francisco, this new vehicle for communication, we can ask candidates directly particular questions. We can put those up on our website. And you, the voters of San Francisco, or people who simply take an interest in San Francisco, can then find out definitively where the candidates stand. Oh, there's another feature here. If you'll note, you can ask questions yourselves. You can comment yourselves on the answers you receive at the Voice of San Francisco. That will help us to elucidate these issues. And when Melissa Kane and John Zipper do their longer interviews, they will have reaction from you. So what does it mean, the Voice of San Francisco? We are going to have people writing about the issues in the city, addressing them directly, and you can comment on them as well. That's what the Voice of San Francisco is intended to be. So this is just one idea, one thought, and I want your reaction to it. What do you think? Do you think our pursuing this approach will improve the quality of politics in San Francisco? I want to suggest to you, it absolutely will. And your participation and your spreading the word about the Voice of San Francisco will ensure that we have a positive role in the election of 2024. I am John Rothman. I'm just one voice on the Voice of San Francisco.